Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Daljak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Johnson steals second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ekrod who is chasing the ball. Stone reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Owen scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kernaghe misplays the ball. That's an error on Kernaghe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is hit by the pitch. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hoyt. Ekrod moves to second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ekrod scores. Jeffries moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Grubb goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Carraway moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carraway scores. Blue moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Blue scores. Whatwood moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-1 in the game. Fothergill is walked intentionally. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sissel hits a line drive towards third. McManus catches it and throws to second to double up Fonseca. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ekrod strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Kerr now playing second base. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stone strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0-for-1 in the game. Daljak hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Caraway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blue bunts towards first. Owen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Caraway moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Caraway scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Caraway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caraway moves to third. Blue moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Wyatt reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. Wyatt moves to third. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sissel hits a line drive towards short. Akers catches it and throws to first to double up Fothergill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 0 for 2 in the game. Daljak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Daljak reaches second base with a double. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. Akers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod strikes out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Daljak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Caraway hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Daljak. Caraway reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayworth for a passed ball. Caraway moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caraway scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hayworth to Koenig covering second. The throw back to home, and Blue is out at the plate. Whatwood moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.